InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All right, I have never focused on something as intensely as I have since they released this 3 million plus Epstein files now 9 days ago. I have spent probably 8, 9, 10 hours a day, only sleeping about 2, 3 hours at night. And so we put out quite a bit of content on it from different angles, but nothing like I would have. People are asking today, usually Alex does a bunch of videos on Saturday and Sunday, where are they? I have been totally immersed. Well, I've stayed focused on some of the other big developments too, but I have just been basically doing nothing but working, which is fine. This is historic. In fact, I can't stop. Then when I actually get up here, though, in the last few hours and try to collate all this that I sent the crew, hundreds of documents, hundreds of emails, hundreds of videos, just that alone is quite the task. And then by tonight, I'll have more. And then tomorrow morning, I'll have more. And then also, the zone's being flooded with fake AI videos that you can instantly look at and see your AI. And then when I go, hey, that's fake, people are like, you're covering up. No, the bad guys want the fake stuff out there. They're the ones probably putting most of it out. Because those trails go nowhere. So that's what we're talking about here. So that said, I never saw Trump connected to any of the sex crimes, and that's still evident. Clearly, the Justice Department put out conflicting statements early on and said we're going to get exposed at all, and it's terrible. Thousands of videos, hundreds of kids, the perpetrators, a lot of powerful men, they're in trouble. And then Bondi 180'd. So that is a cover-up by the DOJ. The question was, is Trump aware of this, and is he doing it? Now, there's a whole other separate area about the Democrats, 99% of this being them, and all these leftist leaders in Europe resigning, because it's coming out. Because that's Europeans, this is their big deal. So there's different quadrants to all of this. But regardless, there is a cover-up by the DOJ, and I can say unequivocally that, and if you look at the live show headline, let's put it up. What a headline to be writing. Of course, I talked about this decades ago from my sources and my FBI sources that were very respected, like Ted Gunderson and others. But here it all is proven. And what's amazing is we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails that are Epstein talking to prominent people. And they're 100% clearly talking about things that I don't even want to have to say on air. That I don't even want to have to say on air. Because it's so horrible. I mean, when I'm reading this as an adult, I'm getting depressed. And I'm not somebody that gets depressed. I mean, I feel like I've lost part of my soul. Here's another thing. I have the context, the background. I know who the players are. I know what's real. I know what's not. You can look in the files and the FBI will say where it came from. You have a hotline where most of it's just crazy crap coming in. And that flooded the zone with disinfo right up till the cutoff date, December 18th last year, just a month and a half ago. But the real FBI file stuff and the real emails, I mean, it is 100% killing and eating kids and adults. It is, and you thought the stuff was bad we had throughout the week. But people are digging out now, and I go and I check that it's on the DOJ dump. I mean, I'm just like, God, these people are worse than I could even imagine. I mean, this is Hellraiser stuff.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right
and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah! Yeah!
Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus ocelis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so for about 40 years, I've been studying the globalist and the New World Order system because it was so interesting and my family was studying it. And I've been on air 32 in April. And I have deep research into every angle of this. And I have to tell you that it has been exhausting and painful trying to digest all of this and check what's real and what's not. But I want to be 100% clear. When I expose things that aren't real, it is not to lessen how horrible this is. It is to make sure they don't have distractions from the meat and potatoes. And I'm noticing that leftists and right-wingers that are anti-Trump, because that's so popular, are focusing on the garbage, the fake stuff. So if you really want to get Trump, which I'm not, I don't want to do, but I'm at the point of just, it doesn't matter. I just want to stop this evil. That if you focus on the fake AI videos and all the rest of that I already reviewed some of them yesterday, there's countless ones out there. People want to believe that stuff's real. You can verify with a computer it's fake. You can look at the video composites they've used. It's from previous videos. We know the reality. And so what I'm getting at here is we have documents and bank records and emails that are confirmed to be Epstein's and major world leaders that are clearly talking about raping, killing, and eating children. And then when I read this information that just started coming out the last few days, I mean, some of the cannibalism and Satanism and rape came out before, came out in WikiLeaks, it's confirmed. But this is hundreds of times more of it. And then I remember studying the occult and really deep stuff into the Satanist that I'd forgotten about. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I mean, this is the worst stuff you can imagine, okay? Yeah, the stuff on screen right here is fake AI, so just so you know what it is. And it's famous Mar-a-Lago footage with him with adults, and you've all seen it, and these cut kids in. So this is the type of stuff they're doing, but moving on. And then I come out and say, that's AI, they're like, you're a pedo protector. It's like, no, it's confirmed AI, plus you can see the videos cut in there from decades ago, him at public events, they just cut in this other video with AI. But moving on from that, already covered that for like 2 hours yesterday. And then hours exposing the real stuff. Today I'm getting into what's real. So, is there any Trump or his family or his associates in these 3 million files that is talking about raping children, eating children? No. But hold your horses. The DOJ with Todd Blanche coming out a few days ago and saying, there's no men abusing anybody, and that's why we're redacting all the names, and making aggressive faces at the reporter. He's a Democrat Party lawyer. Why the hell he's the DOJ head, I don't know. He's the real head. And just because he's attacked me viciously and come after me, that's not why I'm going after him. He's the one doing this. He's the one covering up. He's the one killing the investigations. We know that. Bondi literally is just a figurehead. So him coming out a few days ago and saying there's no abusers. That's what Bongino and Patel said 10 months ago, like during the headlights on Fox, where they're like, he killed himself. He was never a child molester. He acted alone, and there was only one shooter in Pennsylvania. You know, just the whole line. Remember, we had the Pam Bondi undercover and publicly saying, then, yeah, there's that, you know, hundreds of kids, and these are some famous people, and they're going to be in deep trouble. Horrible things. And she's like, oh, no, that was child porn he had as a collection. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. So people take short clips out of my show, and it's not about me being attacked. It's about congruency, so people understand later, so they can get what I'm really saying. When I break down all the angles of it in the history, they'll go, oh, look, he just said Trump's not guilty. Yeah, of raping kids. But after the fact, now, with Blanche and the rest of them, this is 100% a cover-up. Let's be clear about that. And now we know there's 3 million more files, Congress has confirmed, that are still going through the redaction process. This week, they're giving the Congress, who can demand it, so not giving them anything, access to all of the raw files. They have to go to the DOJ. They can be there 24 hours a day if they want. They have to go in the secure SCIF area, and then they can review anything they want for as long as they want. And you know the Democrats are going to run over there and try to find anything embarrassing they can, and the Republicans will just sit back and do nothing. So there's this big battle to exploit it and use it. For me, I'm just trying to cover every major angle so people can make their own decisions about this. But I was right when I said Trump wasn't involved 10 years ago when I said it. I was right when I said it a month ago in the actual crimes. But by extension, coming now and having his DOJ, because the buck stops with him, and he said he wants to move on too, by extension, he becomes an accessory after the fact. And we'll have to have discussions about what that means for the country and the world, and I'm praying about it. And you know, I'm getting out of the UN, getting out of the World Trade Organization, getting out of the carbon tax. It'll kill the carbon regimen. It'll kill 2 billion people, the major estimates are, in the next decade. Securing the border, finding half the missing kids, 150,000 already, on. I mean, I love all that, so I don't want to see that hurt. And I've really liked Trump in many ways, but you've got all these powerful billionaires and people, most of them Democrats, and they're, I don't know what they're threatening Trump with or what's going on, but we know it's Trump telling Blanche and Bonnie to do this, and they're more than happy to. And I said that back when the cover-up really became evident 10 months ago, and people got mad at me. I said, he's going the cover-up route, and this is really dangerous, and it's immoral. That said, most people are spending their time showing photos of him with his daughters. They've done it again, top of X. Look, he's with this little girl. Yeah, it's his daughter. Walk on a red carpet. And all of that hurts the bigger truth, and it hurts the children and victims and future victims if we don't stop this. And it distracts, because if we let the Democrats roll this out and just bring down Trump, and then they're still standing when they're the main culprits, maybe you can feel like you're moral and powerful and done a great job, and boy, you're holier than thou, but now they're in total control. And now the open child abuse, the open sexualization, the open pedophilia that they're engaged in, I'll get to later, is carte blanche. And that doesn't mean that we support what Trump's doing or even support him as a person anymore, but we support the Tulsi Gabbards they're targeting, the RFK Juniors, the good Republicans that are running, you know, the good people in our beachhead of the Republican Party. We don't just throw a populist fit and run off and join the Democrats that are Chi-Com globalist, you know, New World Order operatives with the Islamicists, because, you know, there's, you know, ongoing corruption at the leadership of the Republican Party. Because still, compared to them, it's nothing. Doesn't mean we support it, we call it out, but we also don't go embrace the other thing. No, we brought Trump in. We got the changes. We got populists elected around the world. That's why the EU is coming after American populists. So we have to have that larger discussion about how this is being presented, how this is being put out. Now, let me move into the meat and potatoes here. What an analogy, I didn't mean to use that. No pun intended, meat and potatoes, you mean little dead kids, tortured children. Truckloads and truckloads of barrels of sulfuric acid, the strongest acid in the world. And those barrels are what serial killers and governments use to dunk bodies in to totally dissolve them, or the bones, the teeth, the identifiers. You don't just go throw those, you know, maybe you get in a motorboat and, you know, at night and drive out 10 miles to some spot where, you know, sharks are at, and you throw the teeth and skulls over, but still those can float up. Those can be found. No. Yeah, you can put cement shoes on somebody, but that's trouble. The way to do it is have the big tunnels he had under New York, under Paris, and under Little St. John's, now confirmed, where he had his above was a satanic temple he had with the black magic carvings, demons on the walls. Below, of course, is where they would take the bones of the people they'd eaten and the people they'd organ harvested. It's a full-on operation. And they would put them in the acid. And that's all confirmed now, all of it. And so, yeah, this is what the government, even those not directly involved, think you can't handle. Well, guess what? Everybody's already learning about it now, Trump. And now, by extension, you and your administration and all you know-it-alls have connected yourselves to it. When I studied it and talked about it 30-plus years ago and knew that it was mainly a Democrat operation, there was some in the Republican Party that Republicans exposed in the 80s, the Franklin situation, and Larry King and the RNC. The black Larry King, not the CIA Larry King, not the one from CNN. So that's it. And that's where we stand. And we can have discussions about what you're going to do, what I'm going to do. I tend to open the phones up a lot in the near future, and maybe even do commercial-free 5-6 hour marathons and really just ask the listeners, because I'm not going to do what you say I should do. I want to know what you think, because I am just need to have a large discussion about this, like with your family, about what the hell. I mean, I am just because. But then they did release these files. And is Todd Blanch in them? Because from my sources, I don't think they're involved in this stuff. My FBI sources, I talked to Seraphim today, just say, no, they are totally ignorant. So they don't know what all this means. And while they're just rubber stamping it. Well, we know this is a great little piece of pizza. We'll have to share it. There's seven of us. It's glowing. It's warm. It's loving. And it really likes to have fun. This little piece of pizza's coming. And then, oh, that piece of pizza was the best. I need more. Now we have all the emails from him. And I told you this decades ago from sources with all the surrogate mothers that he was having have babies that they would turn over at birth, or there'd be a surgery and they wouldn't know where the baby went. I remember in the satanic panic of the 80s, which was, of course, completely real, but the media said it wasn't. You'd hear about brood mothers that would, you know, live out in a farmhouse or whatever. Usually they were already girls brainwashed, raped, you know, 12, 13, 14. They'd keep them chained up. They'd get them pregnant, and then those are the babies they kill. And that's come out in FBI files. That's real. It's like, oh, it's a rumor that our ships were never attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin. No one knows where. No, the San Diego newspaper reported it. So when the ships came back 6 months later, they said we weren't attacked. Later, it was declassified in 2004 that it was staged. Then they released the LBJ tapes. See, it becomes rumor and legend because you don't have the original document. No, there are satanic cults all over the place in all the world, including Latin America, Africa, here, you name it, that have girls and women that bring babies to term just to be sacrificed to Satan. Bukele exposed it all, as well down in his country. They kicked down the doors of the leadership of MS-13, human sacrifice, pentagrams, devil worship, brood mothers. So this is raping children, drinking their blood, torturing them, eating them. Look, I'm gonna start getting to this here in a moment. But let me tell you something. Ted Gunderson told me this over dinner once. So when I saw this a few days ago, I thought that can't be real, and I went and checked it. Ted Gunderson said, we're sitting there, I think we're like at Luby's cafeteria. He's like, listen, you tell me all the stuff there, and he goes, this was the FBI just rattling this off. He's like, What they like to do is starve the babies, including the toddlers, and not feed them for a couple days. And that's their favorite thing to do, so they can then perform fellatio on the men. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, and of course, they had famous cases where they said there weren't tunnels under buildings at schools and all this, and they go find the tunnels and confirm it all, and, you know, all this stuff. And then I'm reading this, and he's talking to a top biological scientist, you know, university head, you know, top guy, and he's like, listen, I know you like to, you know, stick your penis in babies' mouths and have them suck it. Well, we found if we play the mother's voice, it sucks harder. I'm sorry to have to talk like that, folks. This is who these people are. And I'm sitting there when I heard that. I saw that pop up, and it took me a couple of days to process. And I was like, where did that? I was like, oh, Ted Gunderson said that. Except I guess they got a new tip. It's like, well, no, I guess the mothers are there, you know, breastfeeding. I mean, they're part of it. A lot of them, they like it. The ones that like it get promoted, become stewardesses on the planes, everything else. You know, Epstein bought 10-year-old girls in Eastern Europe on record and flew them back. And then, you know, they were managers in his offices. I mean, I'm going to go to a John Bowne report, though, that's another angle that I'm going to go into all of this when we come back. Because remember, while we're looking at this, you got Bill Gates and the plan to release the pandemic and planning it with all the big companies going back 10, 15, 20 years with Epstein. But just remember, they don't just kill you by having a baby kidnapped and drinking its blood. They give you mass poison shots to erase your immune system, give you heart attacks and strokes. Even if you haven't taken the shot, the shedding, it's record level. I talked to cardiologists. They just say it's off the charts. We've heard them. We have the statistics in here. Peter McCullough and others. And some I talked to, ran to one that's a listener. He's like a 500% increase. Kids, you name it. People aren't even taking the shots. They love murdering you. That's a ritual. Kill a kid. Have a heart attack. Sterilize. Give somebody cancer. That's how Satan win. So you have to understand that the 5G, the GMO, the transgenderism, well, they won't let us rape the kids outright in public. We'll just tell them it's trendy and cool to cut their breasts and penises off. And, oh, now they allow gay marriage. Now we'll have, you know, the gay men adopt a kid. Oh, now we'll have foster people take it so we get a kid. Now, oh, Europe and the UK and Canada, now here, it's coming. Three men adopt a little girl. Polyamory. Next, they'll marry their dog. So are you starting to get this, okay? And I'm sorry, I haven't mentioned the worst stuff yet, okay? You think I want to tell you about them playing a recording of a mother's voice so the baby sucks harder? I mean, just, you know, only Satan could come up with that, right? The Bible says Satan invents new forms of evil. Here's John Bowne's report. We'll come back. We'll go to break. And then I'm just going to start going into this, folks. I mean, I have stacks this big of this stuff, okay? And this is verified stuff, okay? This is verified. So when you watch a fake AI or you share something that isn't real, you help these people. That's a smokescreen. We are exposing it, not covering it up. Remember, I'm one of the first to ever expose it on a large platform. Remember, I busted my ass to know what I'm talking about here. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but you got somebody that knows what they're talking about as one of the best batting averages in history. Please share the live feed now. We're going to expose this evil and bring them down, but here's the report.
Now here we are, you know, we didn't simulate this, we didn't practice.
On behalf of our partners in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
It's become clear that people in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. We know and we knew that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable, and we will expose your global agenda.
Ever wonder how a full-spectrum pandemic response apparatus, vaccines, surveillance grids, massive financing streams, and unaccountable governance seemed to materialize overnight in 2020 as if it had been sitting on an Event 201 tabletop exercise waiting for the right crisis.
We have to put in place an infrastructure, not just here at home, but globally, that allows us to see it quickly, isolate it quickly, respond to it quickly, so that if and when a new strain of flu like the Spanish flu crops up, 5 years from now, or a decade from now, we've made the investment.
The blueprint wasn't born in haste during COVID. Roots trace back much earlier, buried in documents from the now-released Jeffrey Epstein files. A 14-page J.P. Morgan Chase proposal known as Project Molecule, crafted in collaboration with the Gates Foundation, an outline of a permanent privately controlled transnational entity designed to govern biological interventions across sovereign borders. It proposed a self-perpetuating structure with offshore arms, donor anonymity, and billions funneled into vaccines and surveillance, all shielded from public oversight or electoral accountability. Thanks in large part to the research done by Sire G, we now know the proposed power players read like a globalist who's who. These were overlords steering nations, institutions, and capital flows. Now they were being positioned to oversee biology itself. No term limits, no FOIA, no voters to answer to. That same year, 2011, the CIA ran a fake hepatitis vaccination campaign to hunt bin Laden's DNA, an op that blew up trust in foreign health programs and got workers killed. Yet, here was J.P. Morgan and Gates proposing to bankroll foreign-funded biosurveillance in the exact same terrain, engineered by the same elite network Epstein was coaching behind the scenes.
But I can tell you that with the money I gave to help try to eradicate polio in Pakistan and India, instead of asking me whether that money was should be given to these children for vaccines, I think you might want to ask their mothers who received the vaccine, who know their child now won't get polio, and ask them if Epstein should have helped these people.
Project Molecule didn't plan the pandemics, but it did organize eugenics into an investable, governable asset class, all fused under private mandates with zero built-in checks against self-interest. The real question isn't what did they do with that power, it's what mechanism exists to stop them from abusing it today. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
By the way, we can disprove everything Epstein says. He goes, look how we saved everybody from polio. Turns out almost all polio in this country and around the world has been caused since they brought in the vaccines and DDT before that. Look it up. And it was, you know, there's AP. More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus. They think we are stupid. All right, I'm going to go to break. And we're going to come back and start showing you these official certified emails of Jeffrey Epstein, documents, you name it. And now we have women and girls reports that are in the FBI files from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago, that dovetailed reports they gave that are in his emails. So now you know those are credible witnesses. Then you can go off what they're saying and have even more information. I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, angel eyes? It's the new Patriot Silver Folding Knife from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you've heard about methylene blue. Well, we have the best. 7 years ago, my medical doctor told me, get on any USP-grade methylene blue. Just buy it online. So I did. Really didn't feel anything. My wife felt some energy. I knew it was good for my mitochondrion cells and the telomeres and things, but I kind of forgot to take it because the results weren't that dramatic. Then my main sponsor, Bigley, almost a year ago, said, try this. We have true USP medical grade out of Florida. This company actually makes it for the medical system, but they're letting us buy it and put it out. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes after I took it, I felt electricity through my hands and body, surging energy. It was actually kind of scary. Then it peaked in about an hour, and then no letdown. You can take this stuff and go to sleep. My workouts got better. My clarity, my focus, it's really been crazy. So, you know, the news and information we cover is super accurate. You know, the guests we have on have track records of being super accurate. I don't promote anything that isn't bona fide and real. So for all of you that have been on the fence out there, believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get our Ultra Methylene Blue. It is simply insane. I've given it to almost every guest that's come in on the show. I forget sometimes. And every guest has had from dramatic to insanely incredible results while they're still on the air for an hour. So here's some excerpts of what they had to say about it.
You took Methylene Blue about 30 minutes ago. Are you feeling it?
I think I am. I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it. Unlimited power! Ah! Yeah!
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With Methylene Blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
You totally feel the difference. I use the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshore.com. It will certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesshore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So while everyone's been talking about a Truth Social meme put out Friday that had a minute long video exposing election fraud in 2 seconds as Obama and Big Mike as gorillas saying Trump's racist. Well, we're all angry about that and covering the truth of that it was an accident by the intern at Truth Social who posted 60 things that day. Well, we're all focused on that. We have a global so-called elite that literally are Satan-worshipping demons as their extracurricular activity. But then in all their official activities, poison shots, world government, wars, transgenderism, brainwashing our children, trying to destroy the West, defunding police, releasing violent criminals, all of it is about bringing down society. That's the Cloud and Piven plan. That's the Great Reset. That's the post-industrial world. That's what they're into. Of course, if you're hiding under a rock, let me just tell you, Trump does press conferences constantly. He didn't even know about the controversy. They said, hey, in this voter fraud video was put out on Truth Social, it showed them as gorillas. And he said, I haven't seen it, but what are you talking about? That's a voter fraud video. And then an hour later on Air Force One, they go, sir, here it is. He goes, okay, that's a mistake, not my fault. Totally true. You can see the screen capture program at the end. It puts the code up. Somebody was screen capturing it, and another video rolled up, and they didn't turn it off for a second and a half. But why are we even spending time on that? Who cares? He shows whoever made it, a talented person, as the white people, as gorillas too. It's that he's the king of the jungle, the Lion King. And Mondami's a hyena. But see, I just covered it. So let's start getting into this, okay? And when I posted reports and stuff about this, I noticed, when I post videos and reports about torturing and murdering children, the people's religion that is being holier than thou saying, I'm covering up, post things like this. Look, yeah, it's racist, Trump. This photo of him with an underage girl is said to be from Epstein's files. Did he rape her? He must be held accountable, or there must be clarification. Anyone could look and see that is a real photo. That's his daughter going to a gala, a movie premiere. But see, this is what the left's doing. They're flooding the zone with real things, but saying it's something else, or with AI. But barely any coverage by anybody, including the corporate media, including the left, right, all of them, of the types of things I was just mentioning that we're about to get to. Buying babies from women off the street. Getting women to get pregnant so they can harvest the baby. Just like I told you years ago, Epstein did over 15 years ago, and Peter Nygaard before he went to prison for it. Already covered that. I'm not going to get to it again. He admitted he paid women to have babies so they could abort them, so he could suck the blood out of them and put it into himself and other so-called elites. This is the real stuff. This is real. And that's why when Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino and Cash Patel, who went on Rogan and repeated it, said, trust me, bro, after all their shows and all their podcasts saying, you know, Satanism, pedophilia, which I don't need to just believe them. I know it's true. You know, back before they were even in any type of liberty movement, back before they were even out of college, I was covering this stuff. But now they tell us, oh, trust me, bro, there's nothing there. And you're a traitor if you talk about it. So you've got all this idiocy going on. And Todd Blanche did it again. He came out, what, Thursday, got mad at a reporter, and said, we're redacting all the names except the victims because they're innocent and there is no sex abuse. We would have investigated it. It's in Netflix documentaries with previous stuff that came out in court that came out like 6-7 years ago. We already knew it, but I mean, it's like in Netflix documentaries where he bought 9 and 10-year-old girls from their families in Eastern Europe, and that they were still working for him when he died as adult women that would go out and procure the girls. You know, growing up, your parents would tell you, at least mine did, hey, pedophiles and child kidnappers will usually be driving a van, and they'll usually have other little kids with them that'll say, hey, I got a puppy or I got toys. So if you're playing in the front yard or something and a van pulls up, my parents probably told me this 20 times, and there's a little kid and they got like a puppy or they said there's a toy, don't get anywhere near the van. Because that stuff was going on then. Now, you know, I see parents out there, people tell them, hey, you need to tell your kids this. Oh, that's too scary. I'm not going to tell them. No, you better tell them. Because there's a massive number of kids and still the same tactics. And that's exactly what Ted Gunderson exposed with the finders that was declassified, partially confirmed. The CIA with vans all over the country with little kids that were already sex slaves that they would use to lure kids into the vans. Then they take them back to the headquarters in D.C. for child porn, snuff films, you name it. And it got raided, by the way. And it hit the newspaper, but then the investigation got shut down. They had satellite uplinks for the snuff films, everything. And Gunderson told me a lot more. He'd been the head of the FBI in L.A. before he retired. He told me a lot in the Finders case that didn't get released till 5 years ago by the FBI. They released thousands of those files on X when it was still Twitter. Maybe it had just moved. Maybe he just bought it 4 years ago, but whatever. And I was like, wow, Gunderson said that. Gunderson said this. And he explained it all. And we have done it. We got to go find his speeches and his interviews with us and others. And just, we need to put out a big special, like 5-hour documentary. It's because it's, and then show, he says it here and, you know, 1990, and here it is in 2026, exactly as he said. I mean, it is gut-wrenching. Absolutely gut-wrenching, ladies and gentlemen. And Gunderson was selected and almost looked at by Nixon as the FBI director, but he was too good. So the rest of it, when Hoover died, remember, but the bad faction didn't want Gunderson. I mean, that's how good he was. And by good, he apologized dying of bladder cancer from his hospital bed on the show. And then right after that, I got declassified that he ran COINTELPRO against Martin Luther King and others. Because he thought they were communists. I mean, he thought he was doing a good job, but he said it was wrong, I should have done it. But he was like, not lightweight, is what I'm saying. This is not a lightweight guy. And everything he said turned out to be true. So people say, this person exposed the pedophiles, that person exposed the pedophiles. More than anybody, that's the guy. And when John DeCamp went public in Nebraska exposing and all the rest of it, brought down the Republican pedophile ring, that's the guy. That's the guy. Ted Gunderson, right there. By the way, I know his son's a listener. We need to get him on. I think we're working on that. Great to have a dad like that, I got to tell you. He exposed the 14-year-old sex slaves they're bringing on the White House. Then that came out in the Washington Times front page. Gunderson, 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 Gunderson. He ran around like Van Helsing exposing and firing these people. Exposed nest of Satanists at military bases, just everything. It's just, it's wild. Wow. Anyways, I'm going to start going to this news. It's just, it is so crazy. I mean, and he explained by talking to former high-level cult members that got out of it that they were working for the CIA and groups above it out of Europe, and that the plan was to externalize the method and sexualize children and normalize their culture and finally just bring it all out and have it be accepted. And that's what all of this is you've been seeing. But we're countering it, and now it's blown up in their face. So their plan has failed. And that's really the good news at the end of the day, is they're not happy. This stuff's all coming out. And one way or another, the cover-ups aren't going to work. And this is only going to supercharge the destruction of the globalist power structure worldwide. And if Trump thinks he can play patty cake with these people and, well, it's too dangerous for the economy and it's old news, there's a lot of disinfo, plus the FBI won't do their job. So, yeah, let's move on. You just signed yourself on to oblivion when it comes to your legacy. And I know Trump's into his legacy. So I'm here just calling like it is and saying, you know, the Democrats are involved in 99% of it. So what are you doing? Do the right thing. There's still time to turn back. So let's go to Todd Blanche, since I mentioned it just a few days ago, saying there are no one to charge, no one to go after. No, I just got thousands of emails that is 100% talking about breeding children, harvesting children, where they even say children. They get lazy and just say children. Or, man, I want more of that beef jerky. Okay, I'm going to walk some up. They're going to land some on a boat. You know, with just 15-year-old girls, folks, they're bringing in. They're bringing in boats of the walnut sauce, you know, the brown Caribbean kids, black kids they've been grabbing, different islands. And they're like, last night you served us cold jerky. I like it hot and live. These vampires are like, you brought me a dead body. I want it fresh. And I already got Nygaard on tape telling the black supermodels, you give me your abortion, it's very valuable. I don't have to take these juices into me. The women are like, ugh. And they're like, we're not going to do that. He goes, it's okay. You're too old. You're 30. I have 16-year-olds for that. Played the clip last week. The women are like, ugh. And he's in prison for that. Draining babies of their blood and bone marrow. His babies. He'd get them pregnant because the genetics are his and stronger. You didn't know vampires actually eat their children? That's a new twist, huh? But that is perfect Satanism, isn't it? You know, the old kill their children. The old live off the future. It's kind of like the ultimate boomer thing, you know, idea. The inflation, the houses, their value, the system they set up. You know, I'm not saying the average boomer's that evil, but I'm saying it's a reflection of it. It's a real boomer spirit. The gods that eat their young. The ultimate selfishness in a foolish attempt at immortality when no one cheats death. So let's go to Blanche. Here it is.
Thank you. You said this is the end of the Epstein, of your review of the Epstein files. So just to clarify, is the public going to learn the identities of the men who abused the girls with the information that you're releasing? And if not, why not? And then I have a quick follow-up.
I mean, you just baked in an assumption into your question that I have never said and I don't know to be true. Is the public going to learn about men that abuse these girls? Like, what does that mean? I mean, I don't understand what that means.
Well, I mean, they're the men who abuse the young women through Epstein's...
We said in July, and it remains as true today as it was in July, if we had information, we meaning the Department of Justice, about men who abused women, we would prosecute them, right? We talked about the work that we're doing. That's why I said that. I said this earlier. There's this built-in assumption that somehow there's this hidden tranche of information of men that we know about that we're covering up or that we're choosing not to prosecute. That is not the case. I don't know whether there are men out there that abuse these women.
Now, remember what Blanche just said, because there's a new email out, and I called Kyle Servin to check the FBI code prefixes to make sure I was right. He said, no, you're right, where the FBI was ordered to cover up leaders, U.S. government leaders, that the way the document's written are implicated with victims. Well, they're public figures. If it's all innocent, release it. Unbelievable. That's coming up. So let's go to Asmund Gold. You can pull this up. It's on the Justice Department website. This is real. And it just starts here. Dealing with the beef jerky and how delicious it is. And so they've got to walk, no, and walk up with the beef jerky. Let me walk with the beef jerky up to you. Here it is.
People going crazy think they found a code word for human meat? Wait, what? Hope you are feeling better. Did we analyze the jerky? Why didn't we get jerky this week? I also added more to the jerky and ginger lemongrass. Thank you so much. Super cool. Beef jerky, delicious. JoJo is here and we'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey. We'll walk the jerky over to Jeffrey.
Why would jerky walk around?
Why would it do that? Delicious lunch, beef jerky. Steve and I are very grateful above all for your friendship. Some of these emails are so wholesome, aren't they? It's too bad they eat kids. A small insulated bag would be fine. I don't recommend checking it. No need for crazy amounts of ice. One should do. There is one bag of beef jerky in the fridge. Please get it. Also, Blank has more at her place. Please get it from her as well. I suppose it needs to be in a cold, insulated bag. Just wanted to touch base about jerky. J.E. said he was going to start eating regular food again, so he might be eating less jerky. He said he has 6 bags of it in a downstairs freezer. Why would you freeze jerky? Steve needs a 6 to 8 ounce portion of jerky. I gave you all the jerky we had, and it lasted only half the amount of time it was meant to. I felt like it was more important for you to have the jerky to eat during my time off. My plan is to make a batch before I leave for LSJ, and some of that will go to Steve, and the rest will go to you at LSJ when I arrive. Little St. James Island. That's what LSJ must mean. So logically, that means that they were doing this off of the island. Steve Hansen is sending jerky to your attention overnight. I believe it should be enough to get him through. Jeffrey Epstein is asking to bring him more jerky. I'm flying in on Friday. I will bring jerky. Is there a time I could come say hi and drop off the beef jerky? And that's from Jeffrey Epstein. Francis has time to come tomorrow. Show me how to make it. Jerky class anyone. He will bring you to taste his new jerky recipe from the restaurant. He sends a warm hello. He's working at a restaurant called Canop.
Guys, the restaurant's called Cannibal and Cooks. Wait for it. Beef jerky and steak. Can blank make some jerky? I think we should landscape all around the house to use the water if possible. If the main house is not enough. Are there any recorded images of Jeffrey Epstein with beef jerky at all? No, there are no recorded or publicly known images of Jeffrey Epstein with beef jerky. Who sends beef jerky to a lab for analysis? Wait, what? I was looking for the beef jerky.
Let's hit pause. It's in the FBI files that beef jerky means adrenochrome. It's not just eating children. It's their blood product and things that have been concentrated. That's why, oh, we got you 8 ounces to get you through. It's a drug. Got it? Also got Epstein buying six-month-old babies, having women come and have babies, the baby disappearing. I haven't gotten there yet. Top scientist, hey, I know you like to have babies suck on it. Well, I know you like to starve them so they suck harder. You get a lot better sucking if you just play the voice of their mother while they suck. And, oh, it's Club Cannibal. Thank you so much. And what's in the WikiLeaks and what's in the stuff came out last week? Cannibalism. And some people are like, yeah, I'm having nightmares. I'm seeing shadows. Don't invite me. Well, it's not for everybody. The other people at the party, the one piece of pizza, God, please let us come back. That was so great. And then in the Epstein connections that go to Podesta stuff in the WikiLeaks, they openly say Aleister Crowley rituals. And the 7, 9, and 11-year-old will be delivered, Mr. Podesta, to the hot tub for your entertainment. But nothing's going on here. Nothing's happening. The dead bodies buried at Zorro Ranch. We haven't even gotten into it yet, okay? Let's finish up with this report, then I'll get to more.
And I thought that maybe I left it on the beach only to find a small plastic bag near my dog's bed. I'll email Francis to make us some more as I need 6 to 8 ounces to send to the lab, and I'll forward to Francis the info to send to the lab directly.
Guys, I think something's going on.
What's this here? Apparently it's his last girlfriend who's active on Twitter right now. Check the mail. Names for hers again. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. People are saying this is Jeffrey Epstein's last girlfriend. And this is the same name as inside of the files. And her name change hasn't occurred since 2017.
And now she's a big hero that came out just yesterday, said Epstein's innocent. It's all Trump. And he gave her $300 million. And, of course, it just gets more interesting from there. So when you get into the adrenochrome, what they've got is containers, IV bags of tortured children's blood. So it releases the adrenaline and other things and the endorphins. But then obviously these rich people don't have a bunch of needles and labs themselves. So they haven't said, hey, oh God, yep, we're sending the beef jerky to your lab and, you know, Miami or New York or, you know, wherever you're at, and it lists the lab. And please, oh, please. And then people get this blood product, and they go, oh, it's from a lab, a longevity lab, you know, a youth lab or whatever. And then they can have them come and do it properly for themselves. So it's just the island's got an industry going as it's mailing out all the delicious, what the Satanists would call it when they would drink the blood of tortured children in Graham Glenn War, black magic books that are over 2,000 years old, their original sourcing, packaged the last 600 years in France, but it's quoted from the Arabic and the Egyptian and the Hebrew, and in it is called ambrosia. So the original name of adrenochrome is ambrosia. No one else seems to know that. I've said it before. No one has picked up on it, but now I tell you the name. But let's move on now and finish up. Here we go.
Before the files released, after years of silence, the truth. Jeffrey was innocent. I really? Like, he just a good boy? He didn't do nothing wrong? Trapped by powerful people who silenced him. I was his last confidant, and I have the evidence that they're still hiding. I'm not suicidal, just in case. You'll know the whole truth soon. They sacrifice children to Lucifer. It's an entire cult. Jeffrey got involved in their operation for financial reasons and to obtain Combroprot, but never participated in the ritual. Oh, what is this here? I'll pull this one up and see it.
That's Russian.
That's crazy. Realm. She cooked in the brain? Maybe. She ate the brain? Yeah, maybe she did. Wire transfer request form. A 65-gallon...
guys. 655-gallon sulfuric acid with fuel and insurance charge? They are dissolving bodies.
I'll show you that email coming up. You're starting to figure out, folks, that you can go to my show in 1995, 1996, and you're hearing every bit of this. Because I got it from John DeCamp, who was in the CIA in the Phoenix Project in Vietnam. And he did that and followed his duty and all that stuff, but he said he wouldn't go as far as raping the kids and killing them. And they explained raping the kids is just the gateway drug. It's murdering them. I've had members of the UK Parliament on the last 6 months where they've caught them out of Ukraine flying babies who they rape for a few months. They call it using them up. And they harvest their organs. So I'm sorry to have to get into all this. By the way, I've hit like five of the hundreds I've got. So sorry. I'm just giving you some background here. Let's come back with another top scientist. We've seen the other head of Harvard, you know, science, all that, about how to transgender the kids to train them for the sex cult and train the public to accept, you know, genetic engineering and cloning, and how they're going to launch a transgender revolution decades ago. Well, we have newer ones from just, you know, a few years ago with these top scientists, always evolutionary scientists, saying, I know you like to starve babies so they give you a better, you know what, when they, I mean, come on, play a tape of their mother talking, soothing them, and they'll suck much harder. I guess that's Jeffrey's thing. And I was told about this by Ted Gunderson. They starve babies, and then the men don't put a pacifier in their mouth. So when you look at the globalists on TV, just imagine who would come up with a thing that erases your immune system, gives you heart attacks and strokes, attacks your these people. And of course, Bill Gates is all over it. They're all over it. They are literal demons of hell. And I knew they were bad. But I always thought, you know, maybe there was an exaggeration. This is just a little too much. No, it's worse than Ted Gunderson told me. I'm not saying he was exaggerating, just to, you know, his witnesses and people. You notice Kathy O'Brien, who's been confirmed, part of the records that she was in MKUltra have come out. I say, tell us about the Satanism. She goes, I don't want to. You know, I'm going to get her back on and say, look, now's the time. Tell them what they did. She was there when they killed dozens of children, including with world leaders. The number's higher. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm jacked up on the meth lane. Blue is the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. I feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theologyshowstore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.